What is a herniated disc?
The bones that form the spine, which is called your vertebrae, are cushioned by small, spongy discs. When these discs are healthy, they act as shock absorbers for the spine and keep the spine flexible. But when a disc is damaged, it may bulge or break open. This is called a herniated disc. It may also be called a slipped or ruptured disc. A herniated disc doesn't always cause symptoms, but when it presses on nerve roots, it can cause pain, numbness, and weakness in the area of the body where the nerve travels. If the herniated disc is in the lower back, it can cause pain and numbness in the buttock and down the leg. This is called sciatica. Sciatica is the most common symptom of a herniated disc in the low back. Usually, a herniated disc will heal on its own over time. About half of people with a herniated disc get better within 1 month, and most are better within 6 months. Only about 10 people in every 100 eventually have surgery. That means 90 out of 100 people don't have surgery.
What kinds of surgery are done for a herniated disc?
The most common surgeries are discectomy, percutaneous discectomy, and laminotomy and laminectomy. Discectomy removes material that is pressing on a nerve root or the spinal cord. It is the surgery that works best for people who still have very bad pain after trying other treatments. Discectomy can sometimes be done as microdiscectomy, which uses a smaller incision and causes less damage to surrounding tissue. Percutaneous discectomy also removes material pressing on a nerve, but it is done by inserting a special tool through a very small incision. It is considered less effective than a regular discectomy. Laminotomy and laminectomy relieve pressure caused by age-related changes in the spine. Laminotomy removes some of the lamina, the thin part of the vertebrae that forms a protective arch over the spinal cord. Laminectomy removes all of the lamina. It also may remove thickened tissue that is narrowing the spinal canal. Either may be done at the same time as a discectomy or separately.
When is non-surgical treatment used for a herniated disc?
Most herniated discs heal after a few months of non-surgical treatment. This treatment can include a short period of rest, medicine for pain relief, physical therapy, an exercise program prescribed by a doctor. About half of people with a herniated disc in the low back recover within 1 month, and within 6 months, most people recover. Only 10 out of every 100 eventually have surgery. If you are getting better after 6 weeks of non-surgical treatment, that's a good sign that your body will continue to heal without surgery. Often the body reabsorbs the material from the disc, which helps the pain go away. Your doctor might recommend surgery for your herniated disc if you have very bad leg pain, numbness, or weakness called sciatica that keeps you from being able to do your daily activities. If your leg symptoms do not get better with at least 4 weeks of non-surgical treatment, if your symptoms are getting worse, if you need to get better quickly because of your job, if tests show that your herniated disc can be treated with surgery, or if you are able to follow a rehabilitation program for a number of weeks after surgery.
How well does herniated disc surgery work?
Surgery works well for many people, but not for everyone. A study begun in 1990 followed about 500 people with low back pain caused by a herniated disc. Some had surgery, and some did not. Follow-up information was gathered 5 years and 10 years after the beginning of the study. Of those who had surgery, 70 out of 100 said their pain was better 5 years later. 71 out of 100 said their pain was better 10 years later. Of those who didn't have surgery, 56 out of 100 said their pain was better 5 years later. And 56 out of 100 said their pain was better 10 years later. The study also looked at how people felt in general 10 years after their treatment. Of those who had surgery, 87 out of 100 said they would choose the same treatment again. Of those who didn't have surgery, 76 out of 100 said they'd choose the same treatment again. Some people decide to have surgery because they need to go back to work or their other activities as soon as possible. If your job doesn't require you to be very active, you can probably go back to work in 2 to 4 weeks. If your job is physically demanding, you'll need 8 to 12 weeks.